I've been trying to find my own voice. I've been trying to find my own voice. Welcome, Transfer Cats. This is episode 14. Welcome back to 30 Days to Transfer, where we are combining mindset, strategy, and insider tips to help you land that dream school. I am your host, Transfer Man. Today, we're tackling one of the most feared, most powerful parts of your whole transfer application, the personal statement. And you may know that throughout the entire series here, I have featured some of my songs, some of my music. I love writing songs, and I'm trying to find my own voice as an artist. And a lot of the songs that I've been playing, the little bumper music, have been my attempts at finding that, right? I haven't found something that I'm really happy. Maybe over the course of this 30 days, I'll write a hit song and I'll put it in here and you'll hear it first. But until then, I'm still searching for my own artistic voice. In terms of writing, that's what we're going to talk about today, in finding your voice in writing. And we're going to continue this conversation in the editing podcast, where I really dive into some more specific examples as we get into refining your voice, because as you know, writing is a process. So today, we are going to really talk about the PIQs, the personal statements, what they are, how to prepare for them, and how to really bring out, yes, your own voice. All right, let's start with the big picture. Your grades and coursework tell one story, the numbers, right? Your major preparation, all that kind of stuff. But your personal statement, that's where you get to add the human element. For UC transfers, you're going to be answering the personal insight questions, or PIQs for short. If you're doing a common app, you will have a single main essay plus possible school-specific supplemental essays. Now, here's what's unique about transfer essays. You have to address your major, why you chose it, how you've prepared, where you're headed. You're a bit older than first-time freshman students. You've been in the world longer. You've experienced college through the community colleges. So you're expected to know a little bit more about what you want to do, and you're expected to have done some things in your major and to really showcase that in your writing. So remember, admissions officers want to know that you're ready for upper division coursework and that your goals align with the resources of their school, right? Okay, UCPIQs. Let's talk about what you need to know. The UC transfer students have to do 4 PIQs. Everybody has to choose the major one. So you get to choose 3 of the other 8, right? I've got my handouts. I want you to go to the UC directly. I want you to watch that video about the UCPIQs, but big picture here, each response is scored as either adding value or it's neutral. There's never a negative score, okay? There's never a negative score, but our goal is that every single one of your 4 essays will add value to your application. That means they give context. They show who you are. They show your character. They show your passion, right? Notice I use that word show. We're going to talk about that. Show versus tell. All right. Here's a bonus. The same essays are also used for the scholarships consideration of the UC. So by writing strong PIQs, you're applying for scholarships automatically. In the application, you click on all the scholarships you wish to be considered for. There's no extra application needed. All right, let's talk about show, not tell. I had a wonderful English professor, Dr. Kathy Barber. Thank you very much. You made my writing what it is today. She just hammered home show, not tell. So let's talk about that. What is show, not tell? So telling sounds like this. I'm passionate about biology and I want to be a doctor. Right? Sounds pretty boring, doesn't it? Even with my accent there. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's a pretty good accent, right? Showing looks like this. The first time I held a stethoscope during a free clinic volunteer shift, I felt like a detective holding a magnifying glass, listening for clues in a heartbeat. You see that difference there? One is flat. The other one really pulls you into that world. So how do you do that? How do you do that? Especially if you're not a creative writer. Well, let's look at the tools to make your essays come alive. Here are a couple tools that I want you to consider using. Dialogue. Start with a conversation you overheard or had. Yes, you can use the native language. If you are speaking Spanish to your grandmother, use the Spanish and then translate it. 100%. Alliteration. Repeating sounds, like poets use this a lot. Similes, metaphors. You know, you compare your complex feelings to relatable images, and your five senses. Okay, so the senses, every morning I do sensory writing to try to become a better writer. And this is where it's at. If you want to write lyrics, great song lyrics, you need to involve the senses. Taste, touch, smell, hearing. Your sight, your vestibular sense, you know, the internal sense. Pat Pattison is a guru of writing lyrics, and he really got me turned on to sense writing and just how powerful it is in making your writing come alive. Okay, when you do this, your reader remembers it, and that's what you want. All right, we are going to draft. Do not use AI for this, okay? I promise you, admissions officers are trained to recognize generic, soulless, blood-sucking writing. Plus, this is your chance to show your authentic voice. I was a reader for the UC. I read freshman admissions, and let me tell you, you can always tell when a parent or someone else is writing this, when it sounds like they're 40, right? And they're 17. So AI has come a long way, but it's really easy to pick out. It's super easy, not to mention the fact that a lot of colleges are using AI screening tools. And that tells a lot about you too, if that's what you used to write your essays. I promise you, your brain can produce so much better. All right, here's my recommendation. Watch the PIQ video on the website, the official UC website. Draft freely. Don't worry about perfection. It's not a writing test. And listen to my upcoming episode on editing before you edit. You'll turn in a much stronger essay if you follow the editing strategies that we will cover. I promise. Okay? All right, let's understand your audience. Here's something a lot of students don't realize. When you apply to the UC system, your application doesn't go to one specific school first. It goes to the UCOP, the University of California Office of the President, where it's screened for completeness, and then it's sent to the individual campuses. So that means that your PIQs must not mention a specific school by name. If you are like, oh my gosh, I have to go to UCLA because it's just amazing. Right. If you are doing that, it's going to every single school. Imagine if you got asked out to a dance and you looked at the note or the poster and it had someone else's name on it, but they looked at you. Oh, you wouldn't feel too good, would you? So don't do that. Write a UC, you know, general essay, because every UC is connected. They call them sister campuses for a reason, and they share libraries, they share study abroad, they share everything, right? So all of them are research institutions. So really focus your essay response on the UC, not a UC. All right, why you should choose your major, how you've overcome challenges, what you will contribute to a UC campus. Again, in the UCs, there are only 350 words, so you got to get right down to business, and you got to answer those questions. particularly why the UC, right? Think of these as like interviews, short interviews, and every single question is worth the same amount. There's no question that's worth more because every single question is something they're interested in finding out about you. Think of it like a conversation with a friend, all right? And that's the kind of voice that I want to hear, the real you coming forth. All right, let's listen to an example here. I want to read a brief example about what I mean in show, not tell. Are you sure you want to try this? My physics professor asked, eyeing the jumbled circuit board in front of me. I took a deep breath and flipped the switch. For a moment, nothing. Then a small green light blinked on, and I knew this was the exact moment I wanted to dedicate my life to engineering. All right, see how that pulls you into that moment? We have dialogue in there. It shows passion. With, you know, instead of this person saying, "Hi, I'm very passionate about engineering," it shows it. Notice some of the senses in there, the deep breath. You could feel that flip the switch. You could feel that. You could see the circuit board. You could see that small green light, the colors of that, right? So we're using senses here. And that is great. It brings you into it. All right, here's your action steps for this week. I want you to watch the PIQ video. I want you to pick four questions. Honestly, I like to write six. And I think you should too. Write more than four. That way you can pick the four best ones. Shoot for writing six if you can. Free write a draft. And you know what? When I joined a songwriting group, we had a due date, and the due date was every Sunday night I had to produce a song. So you need to sit down and set yourself a timer. I do this with students. We set 7 minutes. I don't know why 7 minutes works, but it just does. 7 minutes, and I have to write, and I write about that topic, and the timer goes off. You have to give yourself a deadline. Otherwise, your deadline will be the night before it's due. Save the drafts. I recommend using a Google Doc. You can share Google Docs easily. You can track changes. You can edit that way. And you're going to be copying it and pasting it into the applications for Common App and UCs. Okay? Remember, your goal is to make every PIQ add value to your application and scholarship chances. So what we want to do is highlight your experience, your passion from different angles, right? If you're volunteering, if you're at work, if you're in the classroom, we want to showcase different areas of your life that bring in value and make you a multi-dimensional candidate. You're not just grades and major prep. You're so much more than that. And we're lucky because the UC and a lot of private schools are holistic. They're looking at all of that stuff. All right, your story matters, my transfer cats. The numbers on your transcript don't define you. Your essays bring your journey to life. So the next time we meet, we'll be talking about editing strategies that are going to transform your draft into a polished, compelling final version. So you will find your home voice, I promise you. Until then, keep drafting, keep dreaming, and as always, keep transferring on.